we have to fill the gap, but we also have to look at what we're doing. So if it's not working, if people aren't receiving that effective change, if they're not feeling that they're being the island isn't getting better for them, then why are we still pumping money into something that's not working? I think the best, as politicians, it's taking that decision to say, we're going to stop this, and we need to really think about what we're doing here and not
and
just continue
big,
to do.
That's a big, bold step to take, because people love new things, but they hate having things taken away from them.
I agree with that, but if you can show what you're replacing it with, and that it's getting that balance. I think it's about getting that balance. Communication, quite honestly. If you bring people along with you and you tell them and explain what's happening in a way that's understandable and not just a way that you think sounds right, you know, and I think that's the benefit of going and speaking to people on the doorstep. You get to learn how the message comes down the line, and you think, wow, I thought that message was really clear, but clearly it's certainly not. It's totally not landed correctly. But no, the gap is going to be a huge challenge, but it's not going to be something that we're going to fix overnight. And I think if you try to do something that's to fix it overnight, knee jerk, then you're going to end up in a worse position than what you started. You know, we are politicians who are elected for 5-year terms. That's part of the problem. You know, you need somebody who's got a 10-year, 15-year vision, rather than looking for their term and to make themselves, you know, the legend that fixed the problem. You know, that's not really going to help. You know, you need to realise that you're part of this journey. I'm sorry to say that, it sounds, you know, it's an awful way to describe it, but you are part of this, and you're not making it better just for your 5-year term. You've got to think about, well, I have two children, I think about my two children and what will the island look like in 10, 15 years time. What's going to attract my daughter Ivy back to the Isle of Man if she ever goes to university? How am I going to make this place the place that she wants to settle in? And the way to attract people here is to talk about those things that are attractive and good about the island, and hopefully attract those skills and those skilled people to us, because then they can work with us to be able to make the island more secure for the future.